ओम शांति। आई वॉज रिमेम्बरिंग वन ऑफ द मुरली सॉन्ग्स दिस मॉर्निंग विच सेज डू नॉट फॉरगेट द डेज ऑफ योर चाइल्डहुड। इफ यू फॉरगेट द डेज ऑफ योर चाइल्डहुड यू मे स्माइल टूडे बट यू मे क्राई टूमोरो। And all of us love to remember our childhood days, don't we? It's so sweet, so innocent, so carefree, so loving. And particularly the days of the childhood of Brahmin life is even more. It's more filled with joy and pleasure. Because when we came to Baba in the beginning, there is a lot of excitement. I don't know whether each one of you felt like that, but majority I think. Because we found something new, something amusing, amazing. There is so much of fascination, you know, what is next, what is next? And there is always the feeling of newness, zeal, enthusiasm. And if you can, for a moment, go back to your childhood of the Brahmin life and immerse those feelings, see how you feel even now. You know, there was that real, real student life. Nothing but study. Nothing but love for yoga, love for Murli, love for knowledge. We never thought of service at all. We didn't know what is service. Why? Because we just found Baba and we just want to go into the depth of the knowledge, understand more. And so there was total focus on the self, attention on the self. I don't think any one of us give any excuses for not being able to do something. Am I right? We just did it, you know? We just did it. Whatever Baba says, we just took it. Practically, I have to do it. So we just followed Baba's directions so accurately. So there was that intoxication, total attention on the self. We never looked at anybody else, whether they are making effort or they are moving forward or they are making mistakes, they are following Srimad. No. We were just concerned about ourselves. I remember my own childhood, you know. When I came to knowledge in 1968, we were told that in 1976 the destruction will happen. And we were told that those who are yoga youth, they will reach Madhuban before the destruction. And that's it. You know, we just thought that we have come so late and we have to make so much effort, especially for yoga, so that we arrive in Madhuban. But of course, we didn't understand quite clearly what it means to be yoga yukt. But it did help, definitely I tell you, to have total focus on ourselves. So we never had any complaints, we never had any conflicts, we never just had any problems at all, actually. You know, we were living in a center, I was living in a center with about 7 to 8 sisters, and of course each one of us have our own sanskaras and each one of our own level of making effort, but nothing bothered. You know, whether somebody was waking up at in the morning or not, they were just, you were concerned about your effort. And so it was very easy, very, very easy. The path was very easy. But, of course, there is but. You know, as we grow in Brahmin life, as we move forward, of course our own old sanskaras emerges. In the beginning, you know, when you stay with someone, you begin to live with them on the basis of your nature. So you just live happily. But after a while, slowly your sanskaras begin to emerge. That is when I have to have attention on myself to make sure that I remind myself all the time, I have come to Baba to change myself. I have taken the contract to change myself. I have never signed the contract with Baba to change others. So, I would never ever have any thought of pointing my fingers towards others. You know, if this one is doing this, why should I not do it? So this is what Baba actually pointed out in the last Murli. Even though we have courage, we have determination, why is that we still sometimes become a problem to ourselves? Before even becoming problem to others, I become a problem to myself. Why? Because I begin to give excuses, I begin to complain about myself, I begin to talk about difficulties and obstacles. Something that was never felt difficult seems to be a big mountain now. The reason is that I have forgotten the aim, why I became Baba's child. So when that aim drifts away from our intellect, the qualifications also drifts away. And so there is a gap between theory and practice. There is a gap between aim and qualifications. And so, if we really want to follow Baba's direction and remove the word, as Baba said in the Murli, reason from the dictionary of Brahmins, giving excuses, giving reasons from the dictionary of Brahmins, I have to really remind myself of the aim for which I have become Baba's child. Our slogan is also the same. When I change, the world changes. So I have to really look at myself and look at Baba and not anyone in between. As Baba said, when you bring the third person in between you and Baba, your third eye closes. That is when we build the gap between aim and qualifications. So of course, our final extreme aim is to become like Lakshmi Narayan. But there are certain milestones that we need to reach before we become like Lakshmi and Narayan. So when that aim is very clear, then I can bring in those qualifications without giving any excuses. I remember Dadi Janki was saying once, what it means to give excuse. Excuses are nothing but sugar-coated lies. Sugar-coated lie. Or you can call it as white lie. So it is not being truthful to myself. It is not being honest to myself. That is why the word lame is used with excuse, lame excuses. It's not real. That means I make certain things as foundation and I try to sustain myself with those. You know, that is when we allow our old sanskaras to influence us. When I allow old sanskaras to influence me, then I justify my reasons why I say that. That is when slowly the carelessness comes. Then our qualification becomes distant. Then we become a problem to ourselves. When I become a problem to myself, I cannot be a solution for others. So my thought, the first method I need to use in order to become an embodiment of solution is to match my aim with my qualifications. So keeping the aim of becoming Lakshmi Narayan creates certain milestones which reach you, which will take you towards that aim. So that will keep the soul enthusiastic, work together, work towards achieving the final aim. So we must never ever forget the days of our childhood. We must really relive that childhood days, so that we don't behave childlike. Means we can be childlike but not childish. When the childishness mix with childlike life, that is when we give excuses, when we give reasons, and that actually becomes like a hurdle. So if I know that Baba has chosen me, Baba has made me belong to him because he know that I did it last kalpa, I am worthy. So I need to give that credit to myself. I need to make myself feel worthy so that I do not feel that disheartening feeling. So the qualification seems to be difficult. And that is when we give excuses. Why I did not do that? This, and this. So this is why it is important to revise, remind, renew our aim every now and then, so that I am able to bring in qualifications accordingly. Then the word excuse will not remain in my dictionary. That is one of the methods to become a solution and not a problem. The second important method is actually Baba has told us in this season's Murli, but in different ways. You see, Baba as teacher teaches all of us at the same time. He gives all of us the same treasures at the same time, but we become number wise in taking and number wise in using those treasures. So what it means to become an embodiment of solution is to be able to use the right point of knowledge, the right power, the right virtue at the right time in right proportion. Because if I am not able to do that, I will always find things difficult. No, there is nothing that Baba has not explained to us. There is nothing that Baba has not given us. He has given everything. It is just that we have to use it. When we use it, we become the solution. Like say, for example, you know, obstacles, test paper, circumstances will definitely come. And these things comes to make me strong, and these things help me to assess my progress. To what extent I am studying the knowledge, imbibed the knowledge, accumulated the knowledge within myself. So I must welcome those situations. You know, if situations never came, I would never use. So how do I know I have it? You know, just like a warrior sitting at home, maybe thinking, if the enemy will come, I will use this weapon and I will kill him like this. I will shoot him and do this, do that. And then practically when he goes on the battlefield, seeing the enemy, he begins to shiver. So, how will I be declared as a powerful warrior, Mahavir? So that means I should be able to keep the weapons ready so that I use the right one at the right time. So that is why we need to have Yoga Yukta stage. Yoga Yukta stage means clean and clear intellect, so that I can get the right touching, right intuition, and use it at the right time. So I'm successful. I don't need to complain about anyone. You know, this is why, like, for example, if someone criticizes me, if someone defames me, so it could be a situation which could be a problem for some. But then when I look at that person as my best friend, that he or she is teaching me lesson of tolerance, I thank that person and I look at that situation as beneficial, so then I use the power and I don't have any reason, I don't have any complaint about that person. See, today when we make appointments to meet with dadis and seniors, what is that you talk to them? What is it that you discuss with them? I don't know. I never make an appointment to see dadis. Because when dadis ask what you want to say, I don't have anything, you know. If they have to say something about me, that's fine. Because what dadis also help us to do is to remind Baba's points. You know, you use tolerance here, you have to be a little bit patient and you have to be a little bit accommodative. So that's it. So if I am able to help myself, I don't have any complaint, so I don't need to talk about it. So using the knowledge, using the powers, using the virtues at the right time makes me a solution and not a problem. You know, sometimes most of us face the same situation, but for some the situation is a blessing in disguise. For some it is an obstacle. So don't look at any of those situations as an obstacle, but is it a test? It is a situation that helps me move forward. So when I have the hobby, when I have the interest to experiment with knowledge, experiment with yoga, then I become an embodiment of solution. I will not be any more a problem, obstacle, hindrance to anyone or even any kind of obstacles to the yajna. That's the second method that we can use. The third method, Baba has mentioned it very clearly in the Murli, the 31st Murli, to transform, to have the power of transformation. Very, very important. To transform negative into positive. Bad into good. Something which is malevolent into benevolent. That is when I become an embodiment of solution. No, that is why Baba said that even if someone who is subservient to their own sanskaras and nature get angry, and speak words of anger, you do not react. What you need to do is to change that negative situation into positive, to understand that poor soul is under the influence, I have to show mercy. So when I consider negative, transform negative into positive, I am able to become solution. But how to transform negative into positive? First of all, I should not be influenced by the negativity of that person. So how to remain unaffected? So what we all need to do is to create a reservoir in our heart, a reservoir of positive energy. Create a reservoir of positive energy that works like a neutralizer. You know, when there is a reservoir, stored energy of positivity, no matter whatever negativity comes from outside, it gets neutralized. It doesn't affect you. So you will respond to them instead of reacting. See, it is when I react to people, when I react to situation, I become a problem. But instead of reacting, if I teach myself to respond, that means when I have this neutralizer within myself, that negativity gets neutralized, it doesn't touch me at all. I don't even see negativity in it. So I keep giving that positive vibrations in the form of good wishes and pure feelings. This is what Baba said about dadis, you know. And Baba said about himself, when you all came to Baba, you came with the bundle of sins of 63 births. But Baba never saw that, you know. Baba accepted us without seeing those sins. That is why he was able to transform. Or even today, when souls comes in front of dadis, you know, they can be under the influence of vices, body consciousness. But dadis don't become disheartened that this soul will never change. This soul is a problem. No. Because they understand that I am the world transformer. I have to transform this soul, help that soul instead of blaming. No, this sanskara of blame is really an obstacle that doesn't allow us to become solution. So we need to really stop blaming, finding fault. Only it is possible when I have that neutralizer within myself. So that is why we should have this hobby to accumulate drops and drops of positive energy. You know, this one moment silence, 1 second silence, these are all drops and drops that becomes a well. And it rescues me in a situation when there is confrontation of negativity from someone else. So the third method I would say, is to transform, have the power of transformation to change negative into positive. Bad into good and accept it as good. You know, practically some situations are bad. But then I know that in the confluence age, nothing bad can happen to me. I need to have faith. Nothing can bring me into the ascending stage. Nothing can make me fall, downfall. There's always ascending. But the art I need to learn to become an embodiment of solution is to transform bad into good and accept it as good. But if you take bad as bad, you can't accept it. That is when conflict begins, friction. But if you accept it as good, then there will be automatically harmony. You know, we need to create a harmonious personality in order to have harmonious relationship. Then only I can become an embodiment of solution. I remember Chandramani Dadi, you know, she was explaining the meaning of the word harmony. In Hindi, har-mani. Har means defeat. So when two people are in conflict, if one person accepts the defeat, the end of conflict. Har-mani, jagda-chuti. That means when you accept the defeat, the quarrel is ended. But then, in order to accept the defeat as victory, I need to have that deep, deep reservoir of positivity. So, that is where I need to really have harmony within myself. See, I become a problem to myself when I have disharmony. They always say, you know, war begins in the mind of human beings before it breaks out. So problem begins with myself and then it is extended outside. So when I have harmony within myself, when I have a harmonious personality, wherever I go, I extend that harmony. And harmony and problems cannot go together. So this is why let us install this time a neutralizer from Madhuban. Just like they have installed solar system to give energy, let us install this neutralizer, reservoir of positive energy and take it with us so that we become an embodiment of solution. We become the problem proof. You know, another name for embodiment of solution is problem proof. Doesn't mean that you don't have problem, but it doesn't touch. You know, just like you say waterproof, you know, different kind of proof they talk about. So that means you are in it, but it doesn't touch you. It doesn't affect you. Then we can become, as Baba says, proof, we can give the proof of being a worthy child. When I become problem proof, I give the proof to Baba of being a worthy child. So the third method is that transforming negative into positive, transforming reasons into solution. You know, I remember one very strong word Baba used. When you are giving reasons, you know, it's a rhyming word in Hindi, karan. To give reason means to get admission into the prison. Baba said, karan dena mana kara grih mein dakil hona. So that means I am putting myself into the prison of my own making. Not any other prison. That means I am tying myself, making myself being in bondage instead of being bondage free. So I don't want to get admitted into the prison. I want to be free. That means I have to make sure that I transform the word reason into nivaran, solution. The fourth method, which is again very simple, we can all use, as Baba also mentioned. You know, Baba did ask us, do you have enough stock of all the treasures? And we all raised hands saying, yes, yes, we got. And some did not raise anyway. But we should really store so much of treasures that we become bestowers. So the easy and the simple method to become an embodiment of solution is to be a bestower. Now, what is the difference between giving and bestowing? You know, sometimes even in giving, there is an expectation of receiving. Because sometimes we become businessmen, you know, we count how many times I give and how many times I receive. So after some time giving for 10 times, we say, I gave you cooperation 10 times, how many times did you give? So we again become a problem there. We begin to compete, you know. You did not give, so I don't want to give anymore. But what Baba asked us to become is not just the giver, but bestower. Now, only God is the bestower. And only God's children can be master bestowers. So master bestower means one way. It's not two-way business. Only bestow, like the sun. The sun doesn't expect anything to receive from a candlelight. You know, it doesn't blame a candlelight that it does not give light. The sun knows its duty is to bestow light. So we need to learn to be master bestowers. Not giving and receiving, not credit and debit account, open account. So when all of us begin to become bestowers, where is the problem? You can imagine that scene? Where is the problem? I don't want anything from anyone, I just want to bestow, open account. So then automatically we are problem-free, tension-free, worry-free. But why is that even after having so many treasures, we cannot be bestowers all the time? This is what Baba said. You become bestowers very little, you know. But the reason, one of the reason I see from practical experience is, together with receiving from Baba, we also have expectation to get something from brothers and sisters. So that is why we complain, I did not get respect, this person disrespected me, this person insulted me, this person did not give me love. But actually, what can they give? They don't have. You know, it is like asking a beggar to give 1 paisa. He doesn't have, so how can he give? So what we need to practice is take from one and bestow all. If you have the thought of taking from one and another one, you will always remain empty. And you always have the feeling of wanting, wanting, wanting. See, when I want and I don't, whenever there is an opportunity to do service, whenever there is an opportunity to get the fortune, I want to go first. But when there is something to change, I say, let the other one do it first. Why should I change? Why should I always tolerate? Let that person tolerate once, then I can tolerate 2 times. So, but Brahma Baba never did that. That is why he never became a problem to anyone, nor to himself. So this is the lesson I have to make firm in my life. Pehle main, in changing myself, I first. I become Arjuna. I change myself. You know, this is why I was remembering 3 words. You know, Queen Mother, Didi Manmohini's Laukik mother always used to say, you know, to walk on the path of knowledge is like walking on the edge of the sword, you know. So when you have kept the courage to walk on the edge of the sword, why fear? Why hesitate? Just go ahead. Don't give excuse, don't give reason, because you have kept the courage to put your feet on the edge of the sword. But you know what is the future lies. So she always used to say, if you want to become embodiment of solution, you must first of all die. You must know how to die. Don't expect others to die. I have to die. I have to bow. And I have to learn. This beautiful, these three things really helps us to mold ourselves, to be flexible and move forward. To die, to bow, and to learn. Actually, the one who die, they say that if someone dies, they went to heaven. They never go to heaven. Actually, here, the one who die, become problem-proof, they get elevated seat in heaven. So this dying is not dying. It's living with dignity. So if I am able to have that feeling that I am learning, I am a student, I make mistakes, of course I will be corrected, I have come to change myself, I have died alive. So that would help me automatically to take the initiative to change myself first. And then through me, others get the inspiration to change. The other lesson Baba teaches us also, when we are in a gathering, it's very easy when you are on your own, you can be problem-proof, no problem. That is why nowadays it is like that. When two people cannot get on together, they say, okay, you live in your home, she lives in her home, so both are happy. But that is not the way. Because we have to live together in heaven like milk and sugar. So that means, I remember we asked Daddy Gulzar to give a class once on the 16 celestial degrees, the 16 celestial degrees Baba talks about. So we were expecting that she is going to talk about 16 arts that we tell people. But what she did was she just spoke very simple and she said two things. If you have the power to mold and if you have the power to accommodate, you become 16 celestial degrees complete. And these are the two things that is necessary to become embodiment of solution. If I can be flexible, if I have the power to mold, I become real gold. And if I have the power to accommodate, I show myself that I have a heart which is open like the ocean. So we need to really have that flexibility. And for that one slogan, we have to remind ourselves, is whenever we give idea, especially in a gathering, you can give it as a master. Okay, everybody has right to say what they think. But only one attention is, I should not give my idea thinking, my idea is the best in the world. It must be implemented. No. I remind myself as Baba's instrument, with humility, I give my idea, finish, I detach. And when I'm given direction, I accept it as a child. Child and master. That actually brings harmony, no problem. One person suggests, other person accepts. So the one who accepts is called jnani, not the one who suggests. The one who accepts becomes a jnani soul. That means the power to mold myself. But if I become like a stick, my idea was not implemented, I'm not going to come to the meeting anymore. I'm not going to be part of this project because nobody respects my idea, So I become a problem there. I lose the fortune of creating fortune for myself. It's okay, whatever majority decides, I cooperate. That is called surrendering of the intellect. No, Baba pointed out a few things very subtly. Anger does not come externally to many Brahmins because it will be noticed. So, but it comes in a very subtle way, wrong intoxication. You know, we get attached to our duties. We get attached to our planning intellect. And so when that intellect, some ideas come, and if it is not accepted, you feel like your ego is being challenged, teased, you know. And then I move away. So what really, really I feel is important is to surrender the ego of my intellect. Not intellect. Baba doesn't want my intellect, our intellect. He got a better intellect. You know, sometimes we say, I surrender my intellect to Baba. He doesn't want your intellect anyway. What he wants from us is the ego of the intellect. So that Baba is able to use my intellect to serve the world. So when I have humble intellect, then I become God's instrument. I become problem proof. This is why Baba has been telling us all the time, let go of the consciousness of I and mine. This is the big problem. I am so and so, you know, this is my speciality, this is mine. So when we minus mine and I-ness, then we become problem-proof. Nothing is mine. That's why Baba says, wherever you use the word I, add the word the soul. I was telling someone other day, see, when you write I, there is one capital I, and then there is small I. So every time you use the word I, don't use the big one, capital I, your head will be up there. But use the small I. I, the soul. This I, the dot. I, this body and the soul. I, the soul. Automatically I become humble. Small I. So then the ego will automatically die. Because whatever I am today, it's a gift from God. You know, if I use it as a gift from God, I don't claim any, you know, return for it. But many times we begin to misuse the gift as mine. So if we can actually, you know, there are three I. Baba said, if we can minus two I and keep one I, you become problem proof. I can come in the consciousness of ego, arrogance. I am intelligent, I am wealthy, I'm having a good planning intellect. That arrogance in the form of I has to minus. And the other I comes in the form of disheartening feeling. I am no good. I am useless. I am not worthy. I am not so fortunate. So, 3 minus 2 is equal to 1. Use that formula to become problem proof. That means, out of the 3 I, minus 2, keep one I, the soul. What kind of soul am I? I am a pure soul. I am a special soul. I am a fortunate soul. I am a lucky soul. So when you keep that I in the form of respect for the self, then you will see automatically you begin to give respect to others. Automatically I begin to give love to others. Automatically I begin to appreciate others. Automatically I begin to cooperate with others. And so there is no more problem. So the big obstacle that comes in Brahmin life nowadays. As we grow, is the consciousness of I and mine. So this is where I need to go into the subtleties and find out, you know, if there is any form of I in the form of arrogance, the sign is, I feel hurt, I feel insulted inside. So there is a little cry of wanting something. So immediately if I have attention on myself, I will be the solution. I won't complain. I know, it is me actually. Then I need to reflect on what Baba has given me, how much respect Baba has given me, how much love Baba has given me. You become an embodiment of attainments at that time. You become full. So you don't have any complaint. You don't become an obstacle anymore. So this is why what is important for us to do now is to give more time for ourselves. That's why I started off saying, remember the days of your childhood. You know, we gave maximum time for ourselves in the beginning. I remember we used to check every hour, you know, every hour, how was my thought, how was my attitude, how was my vision, what was my words. Every hour we will come and write the chart. So much of attention, but then because that attention has changed into tension, reason is we have become careless looking at others. So now we have to really return to our childhood days. So give so much time for myself that I change myself. I look at myself and I know where I need to change. So that will automatically help me to move forward. So I need to remind myself that, you know, my responsibility is to change myself, not my responsibility to change anyone. You know, what is responsibility? Ability to respond. So it is my duty to respond to Baba. So whatever Baba says, if I can do it, so I get the credit. Whether other person does it or not, it is up to them. But again, I don't have any dislikingness, bad feelings, but I have good wishes. Because I know each soul have their own capacity, each soul have their own strength, and they are doing their best. You know, sometimes somebody was asking me, how do you give good wishes to people? You know, when they are doing wrong things or when they are doing mistakes, when they are not following Srimad, you know. So I said, you just think in your mind, you know, when you look at that soul, this soul is doing its best. Whatever it can do, that is all this soul can do. It has not more strength, you know. You are doing well. You are doing your best. You are okay. In your mind you think like that. So that energy will reach to that soul and that soul may have enthusiasm to increase a bit more than what they are doing. Because you gave them encouragement, you are doing your best, you are doing well. That's all you could have done, you know, because they can't stretch more. So you give them encouragement and hope, so they will try to put one more step with courage. To give courage means to encourage. How do you give courage otherwise? You know, if we begin to say what they are not doing, we are not encouraging them. But if we begin to say what they are doing, this is what Baba does all the time. You know, when he begins the Murli, how he begins? He takes us and puts us on that highest pedestal. You are such souls, you are like this, you are like that. You know, means he makes us feel what we are. And we know that he gives us so much of love and respect. And in that pure wish and pure attitude, when he just points out, if you can change this a little bit, you know, then it will be nice. He says, okay Baba, we will do it. But sometimes when we begin to operate on someone, you know, without giving that kind of respect, so then the problem begins. So this is where I need to really you know, give so much of time to myself that I am able to change myself. This is something I always think, you know. See, for service, you have certain maryadas. You cannot do service just whatever you think. But for self-progress, for self-transformation, there is no maryada. There is no restriction. You can do as much as you want. And the thing is that I have to do it for myself. Service, everybody can do it together. But regarding myself, I have to give time. I have to do it for myself. So when I know it is my responsibility, when I know I only can do it, why not? So now I think this year, as Baba has said, you must remove this word from the dictionary. So that means, in simple words, to remember, just do it. And remind yourself, if I don't do it, who else? I don't need to point my fingers, this one, that one, that one, no. I have to do it. I will do it. Not I have to do it, but I will do it. And then, if I don't do it now, it will be never. And if I do it now, it will be ever. So never or ever is in your hands. I have to do it, and now. So this determination, you know, that's why Baba said, this year, make determination and transformation your companions. And what is determination? No termination. No detour. Just go. So in that way, I will have that power, inner power, to transform whatever comes into my mind. You know, whatever comes in front of me. Transformation in thought, transformation in form. Even the drill that Baba said, you know, that's a proof to check whether I have power of transformation. In 1 second, Brahmin form, another second, angel form, another second, light form. Am I able to transform my form? Am I able to transform my thought? Am I able to transform my place of residence? So if I have the power of transformation in my interaction, I can perform the second drill easily. Because I have that flexibility, you know. My intellect is not stuck. So check, is my intellect stuck anywhere? If you cannot check, get it checked, you know. Sometimes we can check ourselves, but sometimes we don't have that energy to check. That is why we come to Madhuban for that spiritual checkup. If there is anything stuck, and we have many specialists here who can help us to have that spiritual checkup. So that when we go back being problem-proof, embodiment of solution, obstacle-free. Totally new. Wherever we go, we are problem-proof. Just like they say, there are some people, they bring happiness wherever they go. There are some people who bring happiness whenever they go. That means when that person leaves, other people become happy. So what should we be? We should be problem proof. Wherever we go, we become instrument to remove the problem, not become a problem ourselves. So just remember this word. Just do it. Use the powerful thought. You know, let there be power in the thought. So that I am able to make my thought and words, make my thoughts and actions identical. So if so many of us are returning to our places, being problem-proof, obstacle-proof, embodiment of solution, so the world will become free. And so we have golden age soon. An age in which name and trace of problem doesn't exist. Sometimes I think, what is the definition of a problem? Only when I look at a situation with a negative attitude. To look at a person, a situation, circumstance with a negative attitude is a problem. Otherwise, no problem. So that's why, let me change my attitude and I change my words. As is my attitude, so will be my vision, and as is my vision, I create my world. So let us all have such elevated attitude that we become solution, not only to ourselves, but for the world. So we have now half an hour to practice the drill, transformation exercise mentally, instantly. Just like Baba had conducted so many drills during this season. So we are going to practice one of those transformation drill. Transformation of our thoughts, transformation of our awareness, transformation of our form and the place of residence. So be relaxed, sit totally free and alert. Because if you are not alert, you cannot practice the exercises as you are asked to practice. So we are going to practice the drill in the form of spinning the exercise, spinning the cycle, which Bab Dada conducted last year, which was very interesting. So let us see how flexible our thoughts are and how long we can stay wherever we want to stay. So are all of you ready? So let's go. Merge all other thoughts in a second. And travel to the sweet silence home. I, the point of light, I am in my home. I absorb the silence. Sweet silence. I am light. I am with the Supreme Light in my home of golden red light, enjoying sweet silence. From the soul world, now come to the subtle regions, a region of white light. I, the being of light, I am in my body of light, in the region of white light. I see in front of me the angelic form of Bab Dada with his arms open. As I look into Baba's eyes, I merge in the love from the subtle regions. Now come to the corporeal world. Heaven, the golden age. I see myself as a prince I am in this world of total harmony. I am in my deity form. From the golden age, come to the copper age and see my worshipworthy form. I, the deity, in the form of idol, adorned and worshipped. I am in my worshipworthy form. Now come to the confluence age. And see your elevated Brahmin form. The direct creation of God. And now come to Madhuban. Sweet home in the corporeal world. I see myself in Baba's room. Experiencing the relationship of the Father and strengthening my thought with the inheritance of the Father. I move to the history hall. I see myself seated in front of Baba as my teacher, showering me with the imperishable jewels. I experience Baba as my Sadguru as I stand in front of the Tower of Peace. Baba, my Sadguru, fills my apron with blessings. I see myself in front of Baba, my friend, as I seat myself in front of Baba in Baba's hut. After filling myself with the experience of all relationships, in a second, I, the being of light, I return to my home, the soul world, as a point of light. Experience liberation in the land of liberation. Feeling the sweet silence. I am in my home. spend it in my world of souls.